This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 2134. Do's, Don'ts, and Expectations in Parenting Young Adults by Dr. Jack Stoltzfus of ParentsLettingGo.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome, welcome to ORD. My name is Greg Audino. I'm your host and narrator. And if you're new here, what we do is read articles for you every day, articles covering relationship building. And on Thursdays and Fridays, the articles pertain to parenting specifically. So with that, let's turn it over to the writing of parenting expert Dr. Jack Stoltzfus and his thoughts on parenting young adults as we optimize your life. Do's, Don'ts, and Expectations in Parenting Young Adults by Dr. Jack Stoltzfus of ParentsLettingGo.com. One request I make of parents of young adults who come to see me in my private practice is to construct a list of actions they will do and won't do, as well as specific expectations they have of their young adults. One of the biggest challenges parents have is deciding when to support their young adult and when to let go. Actions that say, "We love you and you matter, but we also believe you can move forward into adulthood." How do we combine love and backbone in our approach to our young adults? Four ways to demonstrate love and backbone. First, parents need to face the limitations they have in controlling or even influencing their young adults. There are several false assumptions or beliefs that set parents up for failure. I can control my young adult and their decisions and behavior. I am responsible for my young adult's decisions and behavior. And I will explain and therefore excuse my behavior or my young adult's based on our history. Consciously or unconsciously, we still believe that we can get them to do what we want them to do, even though they're adults by society's standard. When they don't land on the straight and narrow path, however we define that, we beat ourselves up and feel like a failure as a parent. Furthermore, we tend to excuse irresponsible behavior because of something they or we did in the past, i.e. a divorce. Consider that our problem may lie more with holding on to these three assumptions than the actions of our young adults. So challenge this stinking thinking every time it creeps into your psyche. Second, parents need to construct what they will and will not do for the young adult with three questions in mind. Are my actions and decisions motivated by love or hurt, anger, frustration, and guilt? Are my actions and decisions motivated by love or hurt, anger, frustration, and guilt? Are my actions and decisions aligned with my beliefs and values? And are my actions and decisions likely to foster greater independence and self-sufficiency in my young adult or greater dependency? Third, we need to be clear with our young adults about our expectations of them, so they know and understand these. But understand, this is an area that we can't control, and they may have to face the consequences of their actions, which may involve moving out of the home or the reduction of supportive resources. Fourth, we need to evaluate the effectiveness of our approach based on our adherence to the criteria we've talked about, and not on how receptive the young adult is to our approach. This is what I call doing your own report card. The source of unhappiness. Many parents hand their report cards to their young adults and are upset when the young adult is angry, resentful, noncompliant, abusive, and in other ways tells us we have failed. Holding your ground, especially if you have been a bit lax in the past, will likely generate a lot of resistance and challenge initially. You are changing the expectations or rules in a way the young adult doesn't like, and naturally they will be unhappy. We need to try to focus on what we can and can't do, which is under our control, not the young adult's response, which is not under our control. This is not to say we don't share our desires and hopes for the young adult, but we don't make the attainment of these the source of our happiness. Parenting do's and don'ts. You may be thinking, okay, what are some examples of appropriate do's and don'ts? On the do side, there are some different categories to consider. First, consider how you will approach your young adult. These can include acting in love, being honest, being willing to listen, and trying to understand decisions, supporting independence, keeping promises, being consistent in messages from parents, and following through. The second set of do's relates to tangible ways we can support their goals. I generally encourage parents to take or share responsibility in areas that could be devastating if neglected by the young adult. These include helping with the cost of health insurance, car insurance, and any counseling help that they may seek. Finally, parents may consider helping with education, shelter, food, transportation, and cell phone costs, depending on the situation and a parent's resources. On these types of actions, there are some caveats. Ask yourself the three questions we've outlined. As much as possible, deliver resources after the young adult has met specific expectations, and/or use a matching approach where it is not just welfare, but they must pony up some amount of money or effort to receive your tangible support. On the don't do side of the ledger, are actions on the young adult's part that you will not accept, and things you will not do for them. On what you won't do, consider things like giving money, buying discretionary items, like clothes or video games, driving them places, paying their cable or phone bill, doing their laundry, making appointments, cleaning their room or their apartment if living away from home. On expectations, parents need to differentiate between deal breakers and reasonable requests of the young adult. Deal breakers, if living at home, are behaviors that will not be tolerated and will be an indication that the young adult does not agree with or is not willing to abide by these rules and is choosing to live elsewhere. Note, you are not kicking the young adult out. They can indicate that they want to live elsewhere by moving out or not complying with the deal breaker expectations. Some examples are narcotics in the house, violence, or threats of verbal or physical abuse, or threats, destruction of property, stealing, dishonesty, girl or boyfriend sleeping over if there is a rule against this. If living outside the home, support for their education may be contingent on them getting passing grades. I suggest to parents, take a sheet of paper and use specific bullet points to compare these three lists, do's, don'ts, and expectations. The to-do list should include any requests by the young adult that you believe you are willing to meet, as well as those you are already meeting. Then, review this with your young adult. Negotiate where possible, but prepare to stand your ground, particularly on the deal breakers. It is also important, if you are a two-parent family, that the two parents agree on all items on the sheet and commit to following through on these. You just listened to the post titled, Do's, Don'ts, and Expectations in Parenting Young Adults by Dr. Jack Stoltzfus of ParentsLettingGo.com, and I'll be back in just a sec with my commentary.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Olly.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And a big thank you to Dr. Jack for this one. All of his posts are such great reflection pieces for parents. Now, one part of this write-up that stood out to me was when he mentioned the way that parents can get down on themselves if their children don't fall on the straight and narrow path, as he put it. This is an interesting plight for parents across the generations, but it's important to remember that the path that we as parents know to be more reliable and or conventional is always changing as younger adults come into power and start to sort of dictate the new normal for adulthood. And frankly, again, with each passing generation, the approach to adulthood and family life and professional life, they become much less uniform. So all this to say that while your adult child may be living in a way that seems unconventional to you, they more than likely have a lot of social support from people their age and are much less isolated or at risk in their choices than you think they are. So think about that, parents, as I'm sure the case was the same for you, at least to a degree, when you were coming into adulthood and the response you got from your own parents. But for now, it is time to wrap up this episode of ORD and wrap this week up too. But no worries, we will be here over the weekend, as we always are, and we do hope to see you there. So enjoy your Friday, and be sure to come back again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.